From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, Duke Energy is giving retirees a stipend to buy their own insurance, replacing the coverage they once got from their former employer. We'll speak to Duke, but also take a closer look at this new trend for retirees and workers.
But first, if you are enjoying government services like maybe a paycheck or the national parks, hold on to that joy because it could go away in 11 days. Republicans are vowing to shut down the federal government at the end of the month unless they can defund the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. House Speaker John Boehner tried to sell that plan at a press conference earlier today.
When it comes to the health care law, the debate in the House has been settled. I think our position is very clear. The law is a train wreck, and it's going to raise costs. It's destroying American jobs, and it must go.
Boehner has called for a vote tomorrow on the measure, but even if it passes in the House, it will never get through the Democratic-controlled Senate. And earlier today, President Obama said, surprise, he would veto the bill. Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
So House Republicans saying they will prevent a government shutdown if Obamacare is defunded. But of course, as we said, that's not going to happen. What's the strategy here?
The strategy is to use the last piece of leverage that the Republicans in the House have to billboard to the world their adamant opposition to Obamacare. Now, they voted to defund it or to repeal it or to repeal it in part 40 times prior to this, but this is their big chance to really make this point. And so they're willing to shut down the government, presumably temporarily, in order to make the point that it matters to them to repeal Obamacare. And they are hoping that if they do shut down the government temporarily, that the blame will be shifted to the president, that the president will be seen as more interested in defending Obamacare than in keeping the government running.
Well, you say presumably temporarily. Karl Rove, the former George W. Bush strategist, criticized this in a Wall Street Journal op-ed today, writing, "It is an ill-conceived tactic and Republicans should reject it." What about that criticism? And why would John Boehner be willing to do this if people, including Karl Rove, which I know he's not always on the same side as some of Boehner's party, but why go through with that, given that?
Karl Rove is making the point that back in the mid-90s, when Newt Gingrich was running the House Republican show as the speaker, and they did shut down the government a couple of times in 95 and 96, it hurt Republicans. It made them look like they didn't want to govern, and it hurt them in the next election. And he thinks that this would be very bad for Republicans in the 2014 election, Karl Rove does. I'm not sure that John Boehner really disagrees, but John Boehner has the responsibility of bringing some kind of a funding bill out of the House. And let's remember, no appropriations bills have been finished this time. In 95 and 96, a little over half of them had been done, so most of the government could keep functioning. This time, we're really talking about a total government shutdown. Only a few emergency services would be provided, and there would be a very uncertain effect on the American military. So we're playing for much higher stakes now than in the mid-90s, and Rove makes the point that it hurt the Republicans then. Boehner may really be trying to give those people in his party who want to go down this confrontation route their chance to carry the ball, and then we'll see what happens in the Senate, and then when it comes back over to the House, we'll see if the House stands firm.
Ron Elving, I want to get your thoughts on another high-stakes fight going on in Washington right now, and this is this bill to cut the food stamp program by $40 billion over 10 years. The House plans to vote on that. What's the outlook there?
The House will probably pass its version with the $40 billion over 10 years being cut out of the SNAP program. That's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as food stamps. This is a time in America where about 1 in 7 people are on food stamps and where unemployment is high and the disparity between incomes is growing. And yet the food stamp program has often attracted a lot of negative attention. It's subject to some abuse. There is a sense that it is a disincentive for some people. And Republicans have always felt that it needed to be cut back. This is their chance to try to do that, but the Senate has already passed another version, its own version of the Farm Bill, that does not have these deep cuts in that program, in the food stamp program. So there'll be a conference between the two chambers, and we'll see what kind of a compromise version emerges over the next several weeks.
And I'm sure there are many people listening to this and thinking, what is it going to take to get out of this cycle of stopgap measures and continuing resolutions and just ideological differences that can't be overcome? What do you think in the last 45 seconds here, Ron Elving?
Well, miraculous conversions are not impossible, but what more likely will make the difference is an election, either the one in 2014 or that one and the one in 2016, where the voters will get a chance to weigh in and decide on which house they want to visit their wrath, the Democrats or the Republicans.
Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.